a short piece of advice is just like look at what you want to do in the future. For example, travel more, and then talk to people who are doing that. Talk to those people, network with those people, and learn how they are also doing it.
The Life in Motion podcast is brought to you by Actual Outdoors. They help build beautiful brands that highlight the approachable and authentic parts of outdoor recreation. Said simply, they keep it real. Learn more at actualoutdoors.com.
This is a Life in Motion audio experience, a podcast about travel, action sports, culture, and more.
What's up, and welcome to episode 179 of Life in Motion. I've got Annie Lawrence with me, who gives budget travel tips for outdoor lovers, showing dreamers how to conquer their travel dreams. I'm excited to hear her story and maybe even learn a tip or two. Annie, thanks for being on the show today.
Hi, thank you. It's an honor being here. My name's Annie. I'm the face behind Adventures with Annie.
Awesome. I'm excited, you know, checking out your page and whatnot. It definitely looks like you're up to some awesome things. But before we kind of transition into kind of all that you're up to now and, kind of as I led up to, let's kind of talk about, you know, I guess the beginning, the origin story. You know, where are you from, where you grew up, kind of what led you down this outdoor path in the first place?
Of course. So again, my name's Annie and I'm from mid-Michigan. I went to Breckenridge High School, which is right in the center of Michigan, and it's a very rural area. I grew I only had 52 students in my graduating class,
Wow.
so a very small town. It's actually considered a village. I grew up a little bit north of that town in just the woods, a very rustic area. I grew up on a farm. We have woods and farmlands and, you know, just hundreds of acres that belong to us. So it's really an honor to be able to grow up in a place like that. I was able to go on many family vacations. My mom is from the East Coast. She grew up in Connecticut. So when we would go on vacations, we would a lot of times drive to Connecticut or drive to my family in Maine and visit the ocean. And it just, I really, a really big love for traveling at such a young age because of those trips out east. And then we would go camping and, you know, growing up in that rustic, you know, woods like environment really made me have a big passion for the outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned you growing up in a small town and everything like that. Usually people don't have me beat with their graduating class, because I had about 100 kids in my high school graduating class, but you know,
wow.
You only had half of that. So but I definitely definitely understand. So it sounds like probably a lot of exploring in the woods and kind of spending time that way. Maybe a fort or two that was in your childhood.
Oh yeah, definitely. We love the forts. We rode quads growing up and snowmobiles. So no matter what season, we were exploring outside. And then I'm a pretty avid runner as well. I currently run track and field in high school, or I cr sorry, I currently run track and field here in college. And so even growing up as a runner, like we would be outside in the snow and the rain and the sunshine, just, you know, going on our long runs. So that was also a very interesting aspect to my childhood of like, oh, we have to like go running outside, so we might as well go camping outside too, you know, which is just really funny.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And to, you know, to be able to kind of experience all the different elements in that sense. And obviously I know, you know, kind of a product of the environment, kind of the rural lifestyle, exploring the woods and like that. Was there, I guess, as you got older, is there something that kind of kept you into that? Because I mean, I remember like kids I grew up with growing up, you know, like I said, when you're young, middle school, that stuff, you're out exploring the woods. And as you get older, you know, different things happen when you get a car and this and that. So did you kind of stay, it sounds like you stayed pretty avid within the outdoors as kind of you progressed to high school and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think my love for the outdoors and budget travel and adventure travel really sparked Since I got to college, I have two older sisters and a younger brother. And my older sisters, they would go study abroad. They would go on study abroad trips to Africa, and my sister went backpacking in India. And just seeing them make it happen, it just inspired me to also make it happen. Especially in college, when you have study abroad programs, and now I can drive, so I can drive to a nearby park, a nearby lake, and go camping. You have a little bit more flexibility the older you are, which is really nice. So I really like that. I went on a study abroad trip last summer in Italy. I went to Switzerland, and that was an amazing trip. I was gone for 7 weeks. So, since I've got to college, I feel like my branches have really expanded, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, being the youngest of the sisters, looking up to your older sisters and doing all these great trips, I can see why it's how it's pretty easy to be like, oh yeah, I want to do that when I get to that point. And not only that, I mean, I think you mentioned, once you got to college, taking advantage of the study abroad things, which is something I didn't personally do in college, in hindsight, looking back on it. That would have been an awesome way to take advantage of that while also getting some college credit. But so I guess when you went to college, are you very far from where you grew up now?
So I currently go to Central Michigan University, which is only 30 minutes from my house. So I went to college very close, within 30 minutes. I got an honor scholarship, which is great, and I'm on the track and field team here, in this Division I program. So I really think that this college is like a great fit, despite being in mid-Michigan. There's no mountains around here, but I am pretty close to my home, so there's pros and cons.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, between the international classes and or study abroad, and then also I'm sure, kind of more localized traveling, of course, with the track team, but you're kind of getting a good mix of everything. So kind of, now that you're kind of and of course I don't know exactly what year you are, but now that you've kind of been in college and kind of getting that experience, how have you, I guess, was it easy to find like-minded groups that really like love the outdoors as much you camping and traveling and everything like that? Like what kind of I guess spawned, or I guess what changed once you got to different people coming from different areas in the world, of course, to go to college as well?
Yeah, definitely. So for the first part of this question, I'm a senior here in college, so I will be graduating in May. So I've been here for four 3.5 years. And I have found my people here. We have a high adventure club. Now it's called like Seamish Outdoors. So this is a club where we can backpack, we go to parks and have bonfires, we go rock climbing every weekend or every week at our rock wall. And so this group of people just is really like-minded, very inspiring, very motivated. We just love being outside. I actually met my current boyfriend that I have in this adventure club, and we've been dating for a year and a half. And it's just really great to just have people who are able, to hang out with you outside on the outdoors. And it's just really nice. We don't try I My travel is a little bit more limited because I'm on the track and field team. So in the spring, I travel a lot with track, and so I can't go on those backpacking trips. So it's just a little bit different for me because I have to really prioritize different aspects of my life. Sometimes I feel like I'm living multiple college lives. I like to be involved in this group, but I also have to, be at practice at this time. So I really love like everything that I do, but it's definitely a little bit of a balance.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's good that I feel like everybody has a different kind of college experience. And some people focus very narrowly on whatever that might be. And then some people like yourselves are like, I got all this I can work with. So let's figure out how to balance it all between athletics and school and travel and adventures and different clubs and stuff like that, which sounds like an awesome kind of experience that way. So I know I guess, what are some of the, I guess, adventures outside, or let's maybe talk a little bit about some of those trips that you have. You know, I know you mentioned some study abroad. I know on your Instagram, talking about biking the USA, different things like that. So what are some kind of those stories, I guess, maybe favorite trips that you've experienced so far?
Yeah, definitely. So I've taken some epic trips between each college year. So after freshman year, I went on a 3,716-mile bike trip. That was absolutely amazing, hands down, one of the best experiences of my whole life. And it really shaped me. It helped shape of who I am today. It really gave me that drive of, like, I want to be outside as much as I can, because on that 2-month bike trip, like, you know, I lived in the outdoors. So my crew and I, it consisted of my two older sisters, two friends, and then my sister's fiance now. So the six of us all flew to Seattle, Washington with our bikes and with our gear. Then we got to Seattle and we started biking. We started biking in Nia Bay. So we made our way to the coast, to the Pacific Ocean, and we started biking on the Pacific Ocean all the way to Ogunquit, Maine on the Atlantic Ocean. And that trip, I could talk about it for like so long. It was just amazing. It was 2 months and it was great. And then I went back to school sophomore year. After sophomore year, I went on a 7-week study abroad trip. I went to Italy and I took an event management class and a travel photography class. On the weekends, I traveled to Switzerland, France. I went to, you know, Rome, Venice, the Amalfi Coast, all those famous places. And it was great. Right when I got back, I still had a whole month of summer left. That trip was like June to the beginning of August. So in August, I went on a 2-week cross-country road trip around the East Coast, which is really fun. And then I went back to school. And then just now, after junior year, this past summer, I was in Colorado. I worked at a luxury recreational resort for the whole summer, and that was amazing. I did that as an internship, but also a summer job, and I went to the Grand Tetons, Rocky Mountain National Park, just so many breathtaking places. And then I, you know, drove home and went to school in August.
That's awesome. So a little bit of everywhere.
Rundown. Yeah, that's the quick rundown. I didn't tell any stories, but I can get into that. But that was just, you know, I biked across the country, Italy, Colorado.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm curious about the bike trip, because obviously, I mean, you know, that's no easy task, I feel like. And it sounds like it was primarily, I guess it was somebody in your family's idea. Whose idea was it to do that? And then I guess also, have you all had, like, I mean, you know, that's a lot of miles. Have you had any experience doing kind of long-term bike trips like that before, that would kind of lead, I guess, prepare you, I guess, for that?
Yeah. So it all started, we were sitting, I remember this exact day, we were sitting in our living room on Christmas break. So this would have been December of 2020, sitting there, and my sister Ellen was like, what do you guys want to do next summer? And we were just like, I don't know, like, maybe I should get an internship, maybe I should, you know, blah, blah, blah. We had a bunch of ideas, and she's just like, well, what if we like bike across the country? And I was like, okay. Like, sure. And my other sister, Claire, was in on it. And her boyfriend at the time was sitting right there. And he's like, okay. And so then we just, like, contacted two other friends that my sister knew. And, you know, we bought tickets in April to go to Seattle. And we made it work. Personally, I had never done a long trip like that. The longest I had biked was, like, 20, 25 miles. Just on a random Saturday. Yeah, I know. I did that once. So signing up for, you know, I guess signing up for the trip, I guess, was definitely going to be a crazy experience, because I had never biked that far. None of us had really. My oldest sister, Claire, worked at a, you know, a camp, and she actually brought a bunch of campers across from Michigan to New Hampshire. So she had done it before, which gave me a little bit of more like security, like, oh, okay, like, she's done this before, so it'll be fine. but as far as training, I did not, for this trip because I was running track and field, during the spring. So from January to May, I was doing the 400 and the 400 hurdles, and like I was traveling for track. And so literally 5 days after my last track meet, I was already in Seattle biking. And so I didn't have any time to train. So I just, hopped into it. And our first week was like 40 mile days. And I don't, my other sisters, they didn't train either. We were all just like, okay, like it'll be fine. We're very like athletic and very motivated people. So we were just going on talent. We're like, we got this. And we did it.
That's awesome. It sounds like your family's pretty awesome. I think I'd also be nervous to be around them because I don't know what idea would pop up next if that's just a random idea that comes up.
Yep.
that's great though. And then not only that, but I mean, all through the track season, obviously, working out, running, whatever goes into that, and then not really having a time to like, I guess, rest your body probably properly, maybe. And then just jumping into like this long bike trip, which is awesome though. Like you said, the motivation there. So along that journey, I guess, are there either some like favorite stories out of there, maybe some favorite places that you visited, I guess, along the way, or like what are some of the things that came out of there?
Oh, there are so many. So I was in Washington. This was maybe week one and a half of the trip. Like, at this point we were like getting routine down. It was all going great. And we had about 90 miles. I think we had like 70 miles to cover or something. So we're like, okay, like let's wake up at 6 and go. We made it about 20 miles. And this was in, I believe it's called Winnet, Washington, I think. Oh, Creston, Washington. And anyway, there was this huge storm going through, like not a rainstorm, a wind storm. I thought there was a tornado going through the state of this part of Eastern Washington. I could not even see my sister biking about 10 feet ahead of me. The wind and the dust, it was just like a big dust bowl. I was having, things just blow in my tires. My helmet was crooked. I was like, guys, we have to get off the road. Like, this is simply not safe. There's cars going around us. So we got to this, town, the nearest one we could, and we were hiding in between these like silos because silos are really big. So we're out of the storm. And this police officer comes up, was like, hey, like, can I help you? And we're like, is this normal? Like, is this going to pass in like 10 minutes, an hour? And the police officer was like, no, like this is not normal. This will probably be occurring all day. Like, do you need a place to stay? And we're like, yeah, like right now we're sitting in, the parking lot of this farm. And so he escorts us to a town hall, and we sit in the town hall for hours. It was honestly a great time. We had pizza. We were doing arts and crafts with some kids. They were setting up for a parade. And so eventually it's like 7 p.m. And granted, we only biked 20 miles this day. So we're like, great, we have to bike so many the next to make up for our lost time. Long story short, they moved a fire truck out of their fire station. We slept on the fire station floor to stay out of this windstorm. I put my camping mat down and my sleeping bag, and I went to bed, and like I just went to bed looking at a fire truck like, wow, this is crazy. But at the time, like, it felt luxurious because we had running water, there was a bathroom in there, I could wash my face, I wasn't sleeping in the wind or the rain. Like, honestly, sleeping on a cement floor was like great, and looking back, it was just like so fun. But we had some crazy times.
that's crazy. I feel like that also goes, I mean, obviously, a police officer and firefighter, they should be helping the general public, but still, like, to, oh yeah, let me just move the truck real quick and you can hide out here. I feel like that is probably a little out of their way in a sense to do that, or at least others would think that would be out of their way to do that. So it's pretty awesome that you had that experience. So, are there any other kind of surprises or kind of favorite things that kind of came out of it?
Yeah, one of my favorite and also hardest days was biking through the North Cascades in Washington. I wrote a journal about this entire trip, and one of the hardest days I wrote, this was one of the hardest days in my life at the top. And it was a 52-mile climb, and we climbed like over 5,000 feet. We climbed over 1 mile throughout the day, which is like insane on a bicycle. Like, to think that you biked 1 mile up is just like, that's a lot of elevation gain. We started when it was warm, and we ended when it was snowing, because we went so high. And it was just an incredibly hard and just very like eye-opening experience that day. I remember just soaring down 10 miles, as it took us like 6 hours to get up there, and it took us like an hour to get down. So that was a really, really cool day. I also remember going to Glacier National Park. So during this trip, we kind of pinned out what national parks or what we wanted to see. So we also stopped at Glacier, and Lake McDonald's is gorgeous. I can remember just being happy to take a rest day. I think we even took 2 rest days there just because it was so beautiful, and we just decided to like chill out. And one of our next story that I'll tell is one of my favorites. I always tell that wind story, and then this rain story. We were in New Hampshire, and it was our second to last day. We were almost to Maine. We're in New Hampshire, and we are staying in this person's yard. We knocked on their door or whatever. They came up to us and was like, "Hey, you can stay in our yard." We're like, "Perfect." So we swam in the lake, and then we were going to bed. And as we're going to bed, there is this storm, like rainstorm, thunderstorm, lightning storm. And I was sleeping with my sister in this tent, and we had like multiple tents. And I could not even hear her talking because this thunder was so loud and this rain was so loud. And all of a sudden we heard this thunder, and this lightning bolt just kind of like flashes. And we were like, we cannot be outside anymore. So we get our stuff. I grabbed every single thing I could from my tent. Like, I had my journal, I had my sleeping bag, I had just my headlamp. I had everything that I could, because I know if I don't grab it, it's gonna get wet. And I open the tent and I trip. I fall right on my face into this huge puddle of water. At this point, I'm just hysterically laughing, and nobody is around, because everyone else ran into this building, and I'm just out there like, I gotta shut the tent, I gotta put my shoes on. I am just like crying laughing, and we run into this nearby church, which happens to be unlocked. I don't know. It was like crazy that this was unlocked. We run in, and I just get inside. I drop everything on the floor, and I just start laughing so hard, because I was like, this cannot be real life. Like, I can, this is just like so hysterical. And then we sleep just in these church. You know how churches have these aisles? It was just like a person, all 6 of us right there, which is crazy. And looking back, I remember waking up and being like, okay, I'm assuming my tent is just simply not in the yard. It's so windy, and it actually was. And my bathing suit was in the lake. I had to go swimming and go get it. It was just a great, we were like, we still talk about that story all the time. It was just such a fun time.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's crazy. Plenty of experiences there. It sounds like. So, I kind of with that trip, I guess, what, and you mentioned, when you first brought it up, that particular one, like, I guess, kind of shaped you and taught you a lot about things. What were some of those kind of key, like, takeaways that, obviously, kind of overcoming some adversity within the trip itself, but then, after the fact, like, maybe that helped you, or that helped you after the trip, whether that's another trip or maybe within school or track or whatever like that. What are those, some of those things?
Yeah, definitely. This is a great question. I think it really helped me just realize that like, this is what I want to be doing throughout my life, like as much as I can. I want to be like meeting new people. I want to be traveling with people that I love like so much. It's like hard to, even put into words like how much like we're just growing together, experiencing together, and also just like working hard for something that like makes you feel so like empowered. Like cross country biking is not an easy task, and that is one thing that I really, really loved. I like to think of it as it made me like a tougher person. Like I feel like I can do so many things in life because I did that trip. Like I really know what it's like to like be in pain. I really know what it's like to work on my feet and like, you know, think on my feet, because if not, like we could be in danger. You know what I mean? Like, for example, if we didn't get out of that thunderstorm, like who knows what could have happened. So it really just helped me realize that, like, wow, like this is what I want to do. You know, I want to keep traveling and experience adventures like this and just like simply not stop. So you know, coming back to school, it honestly was a tough transition getting back into like the school mode, because I was like, I was just so happy in the summer. You know, waking up to the sunrise every day, having a campfire every night. Well, obviously that's not necessarily like something I might be able to do my whole life, because like you probably, you know, I need a job, but you know, just chasing those wild adventures is a great, it, you know, it's, it makes me feel whole.
Absolutely. And then to that point, you know, I know, you know, you're trying to, I guess, inspire others to kind of have that same, or the same or similar experiences. And then also, you know, kind of, you know, you mentioned kind of on your page, you know, the budget aspect of it, which I feel like is always a big hurdle for people to think about. You know, they don't, sometimes it's hard to think about creative ways to make that budget work for different trips. So are kind of all your experiences, is that kind of like what inspired that? And then like, what is your, I guess, your dream, or like how to help people kind of get out of their comfort zone and figure out ways to, you know, make various trips, whatever they want to do, work?
Yeah, definitely. So on my cross country bike trip, I had my GoPro with me everywhere I went, and I actually made YouTube videos. They're all on YouTube. And then I realized that like, oh, like maybe people like short videos better, you know, like TikTok and Instagram reels. So last summer, when I was in Italy, I decided to make this travel adventure count. I wanted to, you know, show people that it's possible to be a full-time college student, even a, you know, a comma college athlete too, which is another barrier, and still be able to travel to amazing places. I just wanted to show people that. And then recently I've kind of integrated on how I can also teach people that, you know, by like, you know, car camping and tent camping, and you know, going on a road trip is cheaper if you bring two or three people and you can split gas. So I'm just kind of trying to educate people on, you know, why you should get outside, how you should get outside, and you know, this is how I do it. And you know, a long-term goal for this is I'm going to be graduating in May, and I would love to, you know, continue this business. Hopefully throughout the summer, I can kind of be full-time travel. And then obviously I would love to get, you know, a job in September. You know, I want to take that summer off and travel, but maybe get a job in September unless my business, you know, supports me full-time. But right now, I don't really think full-time is something that, you know, is feasible, but hopefully in the next coming year, it can be. So that's kind of like my goals and aspirations for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, based off of this conversation, you know, you're definitely up to any and all challenges and, you know, of making this work. You know, I definitely believe that you can do it. Has there been kind of any like initial like feedback or like almost like, you know, small, I guess, like communities or whatnot that you feel are kind of being built from that? Because to your point, you know, it's one thing, you know, somebody look at or, you know, a college student, for example, you know, looking at some, you know, I don't know, 45-year-old, and they're doing all these trips, and they start thinking, oh, well, jobs and this and that and everything. But then, you know, somebody that's same age, same kind of, you know, looks like them in that sense, you know, maybe inspires them more. So have you had any kind of like, I guess, feedback or those kind of communities that are kind of starting to build that ultimately are going to help that?
Yes, definitely. I know I have almost 4,000 followers on my Instagram, and I've gotten a lot of comments of like, thank you so much, like you're inspiring me to go backpacking this weekend, like, hey, how do you find this? And you know, I'll help them. So I really do think that my community is, you know, obviously it's building, but it's also educating and inspiring people. Like as I like to say, like it's working. You know, I rarely get into that bad algorithm of like, oh, like, you know, it's easy if you come from a rich family. It's like, no, that's not what I'm advocating for. I'm telling you know, work hard for what you want, and then you can go on a trip. So I definitely think that it is helping, and it's also affecting multiple generations, because sometimes I'll get a comment like, oh my gosh, I wish I did this when I was 20. And so I take that as, oh, like you're probably, you know, 50 or 60 now, and you're looking back, you know, understanding that like, wow, she made that happen. And also I have people in their 20s and 30s who are getting tips from me. So I think overall, like, it's very educational for anybody, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. And it's awesome to hear the feedback and not only, you know, the not only showing the what, but the how, and kind of, you know, from like a personal experience on my end, you know, I met a bunch of Australian friends that came to the States to work a summer job at an action sports camp that we both worked at. And I would see, you know, them kind of, they're older than me, but they, you know, they would take the summer off to travel all over the place, including here in the States, and then they'd go and work and all that stuff. So that kind of got my mind in the gear, like while I was still in college, you know, doing that, and then kind of planning my first kind of big trip after I graduated. So I definitely see, you know, if it wasn't for me seeing kind of them and how they did it, you know, I don't know if I would have taken the steps or had the opportunity. So it's cool that you're kind of providing that to others, just kind of at a larger scale and working towards that. So I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So one question I always like to ask our guests is kind of one piece of advice, that they can take away. And I think, you know, you've had so many, you know, great experiences over the years, and you know, obviously you're kind of at the tail end of college now, but coming from like a college student's perspective, you know, maybe it's a I guess really it could be, you know, freshman all the way to senior or anything in between, but I guess what would you say to inspire and to encourage that college student to take advantage of the opportunities that come along with it, such as finding the local, you know, adventure clubs, rock climbing, you know, if they're into the outdoors, that kind of thing, and then the studying abroad and those kind of things. What would you tell them to kind of encourage them to get out, to kind of put themselves out there in that sense, if maybe they're a little hesitant for whatever reason, to kind of make that happen?
Definitely. I think two great tips I have are meet people and always be learning. So like when I came to college as a freshman, I wanted to meet as many people as I can, and I came and I joined this club, and you know, now I have friends to adventure with, and it's all because I made connections, networked, and just, you know, got out and actually did it. I think a lot of people just, oh, I will do this, or I plan on doing this. But no, you just have to like open the door and meet people. I think that is just something that is very valuable that a lot of people don't look at. And also, what was the other one I said? Oh, always be learning. I think this is a just, you know, a great aspect of life as well. Just, you know, learn how you can have a, you know, a better camping setup, or learn how Annie gets to travel as much as she does. Like, what job does she have? Where does she live? What car does she drive? You know, things like that. Not in like a weird way, but you know, always be just learning and adapting about the people that are doing it around you. As a young entrepreneur right now, I'm learning a lot about how, you know, people are selling ebooks and how people are working on the road and working remotely. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, how can I do that? And then, you know, I'm meeting people just like you and making connections. And I think, you know, that is something that's very valuable. So, you know, in summary, a short piece of advice is just like, look at what you want to do in the future. For example, travel more. And then talk to people who are doing that. You know, talk to those people, network with those people, and learn how they are also doing it.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think that's excellent advice. And to that point, where can people find you online to get some inspiration, kind of follow your journey and, you know, take that next step themselves?
Oh, awesome. My Instagram is Adventures with Annie with two underscores. My YouTube channel is Adventures with Annie. It has my profile picture. It's a cool sunset, and I have a TikTok. It's not as popular as my Instagram, but it's adventures dot with dot Annie. And that's pretty much my username for all online aspects. So feel free to give me a follow and shoot me a DM. I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Awesome. Well, everyone, definitely make sure check it out, see what adventures she's up to, and not only that, but get some tips and some inspiration to go out there and do it yourself. But early congratulations for graduating in the spring of next year, and then of course I wish you the best of luck in all your next adventures.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. And hey, if you've made it this far and like what you've heard, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and let your friends know about Life in Motion. Until next time.